cut through a 21-inch pipe. I mean, well, the pipe is 21 inches in diameter, and also, you know, it's got a kind of a pipe within that pipe that has to be cut through. So this was not necessarily unexpected, but it's yet another problem that BP has encountered in trying to contain this well. They can't put that cap on it until they get this resolved, and they weren't going to necessarily even put the cap on it until maybe tomorrow or so. So it's yet another delay, and the problematic part of this is that while they were cutting this riser pipe from the blowout preventer, it appeared that the flow of oil might increase by as much as 20%, which we could really be seeing in the next few hours. So it could be a problem while they're trying to work all this out.
So it not only is it not getting better, it's actually getting worse?
Well, it'll get worse at least temporarily until they can put that cap on it. You know, when they cut, in order to get the cap on that blowout preventer and funnel the oil to the tankers at the surface, they had to cut this pipe that came out of the blowout preventer that's kind of hanging off of it. That's what they're trying to do now. And one of the saws got stuck a short time ago, so that's the issue they're having now. But they knew when they cut that pipe off that there would be an increase in the flow. That was projected, you know, for several days. But, you know, now the question is, how long is that increased flow going to continue, and when can they get that cap on there?
And the trouble is, I understand it, is getting the cap on is not that easy to do.
No, it isn't. I mean, they have to get the pipe out of there. They have to get the cap on. The cut, you know, the cuts that they're making now have to be done just right so that they can fit the cap on there. And then once the cap goes on, then they can start siphoning the oil to the tankers. But again, this is a process that takes several days. They started cutting this thing yesterday morning. Now they're having problems with the cutting, and the cap won't be on there at least until probably tomorrow, if not later now. So this is a phase of this operation that takes several days, and even then it's only got about a 60 to 70% chance of working.
Wow. Meanwhile, the investigation continues. The Justice Department, of course, announced yesterday that they're doing a criminal probe, and you've been looking into the actual investigation as to, hold on, what happened here?
Yeah, you know, we're getting drips and drabs of information about what BP knew and when, and that's going to be key to any possible criminal investigation. You know, whether they were actually negligent or willfully committed some acts that led to this accident happening, that's going to all be determined in the next several months. But a couple things we have been able to find out by the House committee that's investigating this. They've released some emails to us, and those emails show that the BP had concerns about this well and the integrity of this well back in March. You know, they do a test of the blowout preventer every couple of weeks as just a matter of routine. And back in March, BP asked for a delay in that test because they were just so worried about the integrity of the well. They had problems controlling it, and there were just all sorts of issues regarding this well. So, you know, that was one concern. The New York Times got their hands on an internal report written by a BP engineer back in June of last year. This was a year ago, saying that the metal that they were going to use in some parts of the casing may not hold up under extreme pressure. These were discussions that were, you know, circulating within BP and between BP and the Minerals Management Service, you know, for a good part of the last several months.
Mm. And meanwhile, this also has real political implications. Not only, I mean, everyone's looking for ways to scream at BP, but they're also getting angrier at the federal government.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, the Minerals Management Service has been seen for so long now as being too cozy with the oil industry. And we did a report on this last week. There was an internal report, an Inspector General report from the Interior Department, basically saying that, that MMS inspectors were getting meals, they were getting sports tickets from oil industry people. It was just a long history of a cozy relationship. MMS inspectors were committing other abuses too, like using drugs and other things. So it was just, you know, not a very healthy atmosphere in the agency that is supposed to oversee the oil drilling. Now there's just a lot of reform to be undertaken, and now they're going to start doing it, but it's going to take a long time.
And the phrase I keep hearing over and over again, and I'm wondering if you hear it as well, is this Obama's Katrina. How does the Obama administration deal with this?
Well, you know, they're trying to deal with it, I think, the best way they can, and that is to, you know, basically hold BP accountable to keep boots on the ground. They have the incident commander, Admiral Thad Allen, just constantly, you know, with his nose to the grindstone here. But you know, there are some things that people have cited as far as the, you know, have some political criticisms of the president for how he's handled this. You know, has he gone down there enough to really inspect things and to be a little bit more hands-on? He's only gone down there twice. You know, has he shown enough anger at the situation? Now, he's not a guy who's really predisposed to showing a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
But some people are criticizing him for that. You know, there are all sorts of things that you can point to question whether the administration is handling this the right way, or if at least they're handling the perception of this the right way.